Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle. They were the last two films from writer-director David O. Russell. They earned 18 Oscar nominations between them, and they also had something in common, the team of Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper. All of this explains why there is so much anticipation for the new film, Joy. Morning Edition and Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
David O. Russell's best films are thrilling high-wire acts that run the moment-to-moment risk of tumbling to the ground. In his latest, Joy, Russell has more trouble than usual keeping his balance on the wire. Joy is based, albeit loosely, on the life of Joy Magnano, an entrepreneur, inventor, and QVC shopping network star with the mega-selling Miracle Mop. Jennifer Lawrence is excellent as Joy, but the film starts off on the wrong foot with woeful depictions of her background as the only sane person in her dysfunctional family. Then Joy has a eureka moment while, no surprise, cleaning up someone else's mess. She envisions a mop like nothing else on the market. She makes it and tries unsuccessfully to sell it at a supermarket parking lot.
Well, it's the only mop you'll ever have to buy. Hi, would you like to try a new mop?
No.
It's self-ringing. You can remove the mop head, throw it in the washing machine. No germs.
No.
You want to just try it? And self-ring, see? No other mop does this.
Things get better when Joy hears about a televised way to sell products and makes a connection with QVC. She convinces an executive there, played by Bradley Cooper, to let her appear as herself.
This is me.
This is you? You've got the exact same outfit you had when you came in here.
I wear a blouse and I wear pants. That's who I am. I want to go on as me.
Gonna go on as you. I hope you make it back.
Joy even gets to spend some quality time with Joan Rivers, played by her daughter Melissa.
Joan, Cindy, say good luck to Joy.
Wow, you look great. Good luck today.
Oh, thank
you. Good luck.
That's her. That's how she is.
Sadly, this picture does not go from strength to strength. It sinks into a morass of tedious obstacles to this woman's success. Joy, the person, may be able to surmount all barriers, but the film with her name on it is not so fortunate.
That's Kenneth Turan. He reviews movies for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.